Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN on this Monday morning. And we're talking about the Flint Hills Foster Teen Camp. We have on the phone Mike and Lisa Irvin, who started this venture back in 2009. They're also the current directors of the Living Water Ranch. And Mike, Lisa, I still have you, right?
Yes. All right.
We talked a lot about the teen camp. And again, want to remind folks about the benefit coming up this Saturday on the 17th at 5 o'clock, Evening of Hope at the Four Points at Sheraton at 5, a big fundraiser for this event. And I want to talk about Homes of Hope. And Mike, this is a few months ago, you and I talked over the phone about Homes of Hope and another great program that you guys are doing.
Yes, it's that one's been just an amazing ride. We're actually in the process of getting ready to build a girls' home that will house 8 girls. And again, these are for the foster teens that have aged out of the system, that are 18 to 20 years old, and they're homeless. So many of these kids, they find themselves homeless within sometimes 24 hours of when they age out of the system. So we put this program together to give them a chance to get an education, work on their budgeting, finances, personal hygiene, cooking, cleaning, job skills, all kinds of things like that. So like we said before, so they can truly become productive citizens of our society.
And that's so key. If you want to talk about the current challenges at Homes of Hope, from what I'm reading on your website at fhftc.org, designed as kind of a full-time living situation.
Yes, it is. So they come out here and we provide them an apartment or a house to live in, and they're basically on their own. They don't have a house parent living in with them. While we do have staff on site that are available and, you know, close by, they are living on their own and going through the daily things that so many of us take for granted, you know, learning how to cook, you know, learning how to budget their money, go shopping for groceries, work on their job skills, finish their school, and they have that independence, but yet they also know they have that support just right here for them if and when they need that help.
Again, Brady Bowman here with Mike and Lisa Irvin of the Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps, and I'm sure both of you, you've been doing this program for a little while now. Maybe if you could share some of the success stories that you've seen of folks who've went through your program.
Yes. In fact, we've got a young lady. She is on a track scholarship at Highland College. She's a foster teen that came when she was 14 years old, I think was her first time she came, maybe even 13, and was a young lady that had just been through a lot of abuse. She'd been adopted twice and then given back to the system. So you can just imagine the pain and the scars that she was carrying internally, let alone the ones on the outside. She was one that was into cutting. She would cut herself severely because she found over time that if she would take a razor blade and cut her legs up, her abuser would then leave her alone. And this young lady, when she came to our camp for 3 years, she will tell you today that this camp changed her life. She is, like I said, she's at Highland on a track scholarship. She has now been adopted, has a loving, caring home and family, and she is one that one day we're going to get some video footage of her just telling what happened to her at camp, and she's amazing. And that's one of many. We're starting to get emails and phone calls from social workers, from foster parents, and then again from some of the kids that have gone on that attribute just their life being changed because of camp.
Wow, that's amazing stuff there. I mean, just doing, can't say enough, and committing what you guys are doing and stepping up in such a selfless way. Just got a few minutes left. If you want to just remind folks again about this weekend's fundraiser to basically keep those stories coming.
Sure. Yes, our Evening of Hope is this Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Four Points. While the ticket deadline has passed, We do have some left. You can get on our website at fhftc.org and purchase a ticket. They're $50 a piece. We'd love to have you. It's a great time and an awesome fundraiser, and we just are excited to have it happening.
And just one more quick thing. If anybody's interested, whether it's some foster families, foster teens maybe hearing this, if they want to get involved and are interested in checking out any of your camps, what do they need to do?
So all the contact information is on our website, phone number, email. They can call, they can email. We are glad to sit down and visit with anybody.
All right. Anything else before we let you go?
The only thing I can say is this is a generation that is crying out, and we believe that if we don't answer this cry, somebody will, in the ways that they don't need it answered. So we're going to answer that cry.
Very good. Very good. Thanks so much for coming on and sharing your story and the incredible work that Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps is doing. Again, that fundraiser coming up Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Four Points. That was Mike and Lisa Urban. Thanks so much for joining us via phone. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Jeff Coyer's visit, new governor to the Little Apple here over the weekend.
Got to tell you, Brady, that's a special
incredible
place and a couple of special people to do that project.
Thank you, Brady.
No, thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping.